This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is time for hashtag brand new day. That's B-R-A-N new day, which of course are life hacks that help people to live a more balanced, healthy, and fulfilled life. It's all powered by Kellogg's All Brand. And what we do here is we get in interesting individuals, their everyday well-being, how they're achieving this in their day-to-day life. Kellogg's All Brand is synonymous with building well-being and enabling a healthy lifestyle. Brand new day. That's B-R-A-N, new day. .co.za is the home of it all. For more information about bran and fiber to fun recipes. And you can find it all with Kellogg's All Brand Flakes, Kellogg's All Brand Porridge, and Kellogg's All Brand High Fiber. Shows it's more than just about digestive health. And today we've got two people in here who you may remember from TV just a little while ago. The power couple of South Africa. They won it in 2015. It doesn't feel like 20. It feels like yesterday that you guys were on TV doing that power couple thing. Huh? Nice to meet you. So here they are. They are Emil and Razia Sampson. Nice to see you guys.
Hey, Gareth. Hello.
What's happening? Yeah. What has been happening? I see you're pregnant.
Very pregnant.
Hey, Razia, is it yours, yeah. Emil?
Just lots checking. Is happening.
A 4D scan looks like me, yeah, so it's mine.
Wow, man. Listen, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How many kids have you already got?
Three girls. This is the boy.
Mabale told me that you are the mother of essentially four.
Yeah.
Wow. You do not look like someone who has given birth to four children, or three in this case, and the fourth on the way.
Yeah.
You really don't.
You're really making it hard for all other mothers.
You're in such great shape, and you look so healthy and bright and full of energy, and you're shining.
Thank you.
Huh? What's going on there? Teach us the secret.
Must be all the All Bran. It must be the fiber that I'm getting in my diet.
All right, so you guys are also part of the brand new day that we're doing at the moment. You've been together since 1999. You got married in 2005. And you're currently in Johannesburg. You've got three lovely daughters. You've got a fourth on the way, a son. And you both have a love of fashion. But tell me a little bit about you, because I remember seeing you on TV and I thought that you two were, out of all those very bizarre couples, because there were some odd people on that show, are you friends with any of them anymore?
Yes.
You still talk to some of them?
We do.
Which
still
ones?
In contact.
Remind me who.
The other day, Barna sent us a message, a note on Insta on one of our posts and said, I missed you guys. So we're still in touch with Barna and Gift. We haven't seen them in a while now. It's been a bit busy.
2 months.
Okay.
But yeah, we've been to Barna and Gift's son's first birthday party.
All right, so there you go. The other couple's
and
not
Mo,
so much.
No, but Mo and Pindy as well. Juanita and
love,
Crystal, the bodybuilders. Everybody refers to them as the bodybuilders.
I know which ones
we
you mean.
We are still in touch with them. They're down in Cape Town. So, we've built good relationships.
Now, I remember
them.
That show. You had to do all these challenges and things.
Yeah.
And was this between kids? So this was before you got pregnant with this kid, obviously.
Yes.
And it was after you already had your three daughters.
Yes, yeah. The youngest at that time was 5.
Because some of these challenges were physical, some of them were far more mental, some of them were kind of emotional. It was a hell of a show.
Very emotional.
Did you enjoy doing the show?
We did. I don't know if we'll do it again.
No, I don't think you ever need to.
We didn't know what we were getting into. And I think immediately after we had filmed, I was like, I'm never, ever doing something like that again.
It just pushes you out of your comfort zone completely. Yeah.
And you have the whole country watching you and getting involved in your relationship, which can be complicated, right?
Mm.
For us, it wasn't that much of an issue because, like you just said, we've been together now for like 17, going for 18 years. So you see is what you get.
There was too much stress around everything that was happening for us to be able to still think about how we're going to portray ourselves. We just had to be who we were, because there was just, jumping out of aeroplanes and all of that.
Eating sheep's testicles and eyeballs.
And you also have to take a break from your life while you're doing something like that. You're practically removed from your job, your society, your family, your usual circumstances, and you're put in this quarantine, essentially, for a while. And, you think about it now in retrospect, you're like, what were we thinking?
Yeah.
Just 5 weeks of our life, eh?
Yes.
5 whole weeks.
Without seeing the girls.
That's insane. I wouldn't do that.
But I'm sure when you look at the show, though, running over 13 weeks, it doesn't seem like it was just 5 weeks long. Mm. So that seems small then and compacted. Mm. But if you think about the fact that you film every single day from about 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., it's hectic.
What are your day jobs?
I'm in fashion retail.
Okay.
And Razia's in recruitment, so Razia works on her own from home, and I go into an office from 9 to 5 every day.
And then we also have our online platforms that we manage.
Yeah. Fashion retail is a tough business right now.
Very, very tough. I'm moving into a new role, though, so that's quite exciting. Uh-huh. And I think it's good to have innovation in that space because you need to bring new things to the market all the time. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Can't share too much information about it, but looking very, very forward to it.
Now, haven't you hosted your own TV show since Power Couple?
No.
Are you planning on it?
No.
Is there any more TV in the future at all?
Do you have plans, Razia? I don't.
No, we also did
You two don't talk in bed at night when you're about to go to sleep?
Not about TV shows, no.
You're done with that.
Yeah. We did one before we got... No, we were married before we got married. Mm-hmm. Just after we were married, before we had kids, actually. It was a youth, show that was on DSTV. And that also ran about 13 episodes. Mm-hmm. And then I fell pregnant with number one. So because I was starting to show,
we can't do a youth show.
All the shots were like medium shots, yeah, as a tummy started growing.
Don't you love that, though? We're living in a country where we have people who get pregnant in high school, but we don't want to show someone on TV that's on a youth show that might be pregnant.
Yeah.
And you look youthful even now after three kids, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Thank you.
You could probably do it with your eyes closed. All right, so let's talk a little bit about being healthy, because clearly this matters to both of you. Neither of you are fat or out of shape. It's nice to see a couple that, you know, once you get together and you're happily married and you've got kids, you don't stop looking after your own body and your own health. And you have to eat right and you have to do exercise. So what kind of a regimen do you guys have? Let's talk about this.
We were just chatting this morning, actually, while we were getting dressed to get here, that we listened to...
Thanks for getting dressed, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I always appreciate it when my guests arrive with clothes on.
So we were chatting about what Wardo was talking about a few days ago, yeah, in studio, and how she was talking about the importance of exercise. In fact, Simpiwe as well mentioned that. Mm. And for us, winter is really just not a good time to exercise. Not
at
all.
We have to be honest. It doesn't happen.
Not going
to
lie.
But then you have to eat right. You have to be very careful about what you eat, because otherwise all of us are predisposed to pack on at least a little bit of weight.
Definitely.
And when you're pregnant, you've got to be extra careful because you're eating for two.
Well, you don't really have to eat for two.
tell me what that means.
A lot of people say that, you know, you're pregnant, you're eating for two, so your portion size increase. Or for me, I've always just eaten what I want to eat. So if I'm feeling for, like, loaded fries with jalapeno and onion, I'm going to eat that. You know, it's not the healthiest thing, but if I feel for it, I will eat it. But for me, breakfast is very important, and I take that through with the kids as well. Because with them, obviously, a lot of kids, they tend to, especially if they are with you in the shops when you're grocery shopping, they will go towards all the sugary cereals and that type of thing. And I don't allow that at home. So that's important. If their breakfast is good and are packed in a healthy lunch for school, sorted. Right. And with being pregnant, I will obviously have to follow suit.
Absolutely. Now, I actually got one of your kids on the line, and they want to just tell everybody how they feel about the breakfasts, that you don't ever let them have sugary stuff. Yes. Oh, okay. Thanks for calling. All right. Very nice. Okay. Sure. That's the end of that call.
Yeah, well, I think you've just been exposed.
But it is important. And, I mean, obviously, none of us are nutritionists or scientists when it comes to food. So you've got to eat what your body's craving. But at the same time, if you don't start properly with decent breakfast in the morning, you just run out of energy by the middle of the day, right?
That's true. And if you have started the sugar stuff, it doesn't work. So we've, for the past 2 months, Emil sort of bordering on vegan, but we don't have any animal products at home. So we've gone to the flax eggs and the soy milk and the kids as well.
Wow. That's very big in terms of the discipline and being able to find the right, you have to know what you're doing.
But we're not pursuing perfection in any way. I still eat chocolates that have milk in it and that kind of thing.
So you're not an absolutist.
Not absolutist.
Good, because those people are usually fanatical, and I'm worried about that.
Yeah, so you can't call me vegan at all, Razia.
But animal products.
You're attempting to be a vegan, and that's okay.
Like a wannabe.
But you're still doing more good for the environment and for the animals than those people who just don't care, like me, and eat meat and whatever else they want.
But when you had a braai, though, it smells good, eh? It smells very good.
But you're good for you that you're honest about that. Because a lot of vegans say, this is disgusting. But you know deep down inside their tummy's rumbling.
So I've had to come up with a lot of recipes now, like to incorporate it into cooking and with breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
With the kids, it's three of them, three different palettes. They all want different things every morning. It's like with the all bran and the wheat, the high fiber, what I've done is I've actually put it in like muffins.
Oh.
And they prepare that. They can have it in the morning. Add in, like I said to you, I use the flax eggs and your soy milk and then the bran or the high fiber.
Yes.
And then I add in the fresh fruit or berries. There's a stunning recipe that I've the girls love. It's with berries and coconut. So that's quite a hit.
I just eat the stuff. The taste's amazing. I don't know how it gets made.
What upsets me about you is you don't bring us any of this. You're going to talk to us about this stuff and you don't bring us any for
breakfast.
Listen,
we didn't even have breakfast
this
morning,
Gary. Look how thin Sia is. Sia, stand up and show them how thin you are.
Let's see. I need all of these like berry-filled muffins. This is what I need in my soul.
He really does, because he is, he's not vegan, but he's a vegetarian. He could stand to benefit from some of your recipes.
Okay. Oh, goodness, yeah.
Sounds like a good household, this one that you run.
But it will be on our blog, so you can actually have a look. I have to bake today because I need
Where
to
do we find
do
your
pictures.
Blog?
It's emilandrazia.com.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, you two. I mean, you carry on being a power couple. You say there's a boy coming?
Yes.
All right. You've been waiting for this for a long time, right, Emil?
FBN,
can
yes.
we just Three like girls. Shut it down after this one?
Factory closed. That was not a request. I could tell by her tone of voice. She's like, it's done. I'm finished now. All right?
Wow. You know what? Being pregnant in your 20s and now I'm 36, it's not a joke.
No, but that's even more impressive. And that's another reason to stay healthy, too, and to make sure you eat the right things and, you know, look after yourself. Mm. Because obviously it's not as easy having a kid in your 30s as it is in your
20s. Yeah, not at all.
Well, listen, Razia, it's nice to meet you and Emil. I don't think we've ever met before properly.
Mm-mm. The last time we were here was power couple days. We didn't get to meet you, though. I think we said hi here through the glass.
No, I wasn't being superior, I promise.
No,
I just don't like people.
Put that to rest.
All right, guys. Listen, all the best, and thank you very much for popping by this morning. We'll go and check out your blog, and we'll obviously find out more at brandnewday.co.za as well. So check out Emil and Razia, and good luck with your upcoming excitement around your little boy.
Thank you.
And we'd like to hear from you once he's born.
Cool.
Are you got a name already?
We do. His name's Clay.
Oh, really? So Clay, it's not Sia.
Clay, no.
Okay. There's still time to change
this
to Sia.
This become about you.
Yes, it is.
It always becomes about Sia. All right. Thank you, guys. What a pleasure to see you.
Cool.
Thanks so
very
much.
Good. And if you want to find out more, go to Bran, that's brannewday.co.za. It's the home of it all. Information about Bran and Fiber, fun recipes, all the info from Kellogg's. Life hacks that help people live a more balanced, healthy, and fulfilled life. It's powered by Kellogg's All Bran and Emil and Razia Samson in this morning. Plenty of other interesting people we'll talk to over the next few weeks with regard to what they're doing so that you and I can figure out how we could do better too.
This is CliffCentral.com.